I actually started out studying lettering. I loved to do lettering. I used to letter all the school buses at school when I was in school. But I wanted to become a lettering man. And then I saw this class that were designing televisions and bicycles, and I thought, boy, does that look exciting. It was taught by Reed Wehmeister, and he had just designed a Tucker automobile. And he told us, he said, guys, everything in the world is designed, but don't overlook cars. So I went to Ford Motor Company.
How'd you start there?
I just took a portfolio up to Ford and showed my portfolio in 1954 and was hired. And I didn't think I was good enough because the guys were doing beautiful stuff. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't compete. But I was chosen to go work on an automobile with one other person. It happened to be the 57 Ford. And so we did the 57 Ford, and that was the beginning of my career.
So let's talk a little bit about the Mustang and how that came to be.
Mr. Ford didn't want any part of it. We had a brilliant product planner by the name of Hal Sperlick, who said there was a huge market, that we didn't have a car for it, and neither did anybody, and that we should think about putting one on the market. And Henry Ford said, nuh-uh. That's what they told me when we did the Edsel. So anyway, Hal then talked to Iacocca, and after a while, Mr. Iacocca said, I think if we had a car that Mr. Ford liked, he may change his mind. So Iacocca gave us 10 days to do a car. We worked day and night, and we designed the car, and we had to do it on a Falcon body. I did one side of the car, and my boss did the other side of the car. And I was the one who sketched the scoop on the side and the long hood, short deck proportion. And that was favored by Iacocca, and he brought Mr. Ford over and showed him the car, and he said, Mr. Ford, this is a car I think we ought to do. And he said, I'm not approving it, but I'm not going to tell you to stop. And that was the beginning of the Mustang.
So you got the go-ahead.
Yep. I went over at 3 o'clock in the morning and designed the rear end on the car. And the next day at lunchtime, we did the front end, and that was it. We had some super clay modelers, and they knew how to help it, and turned out great.
Can we take a look? Sure. Tell me what you have here.
We have a fleet of red cars. This is the original hardtop, and that's a convertible, and that's a fastback.
What year are these?
There are sixes. This is a 65, but these are two sixes, 1966.
They're awfully pretty.
They have to be in here. And that's a new one back there.
Can you point out some things from the original design that you're particularly proud of?
The car was initially called Cougar. And we had a cougar cat in the front end of the grill. And someone said, we can't leave that cat out there by itself. We got to put a corral around it. That's when we designed a box around it. And the car was going to be called Cougar. You'll see pictures of it with a cougar cat in there. Until the very last minute, Iacocca came and said, oh, by the way, the car name is now Mustang. But we couldn't draw horses. But we had a Hungarian clay modeler. And I'll show you his picture. And he said, I will do the horse for you. And it shows him here working on the horse. But we couldn't do it in clay. He said, first of all, I got to do it in wood. He carved the first horse in wood, and we chrome plated it and put it in the grill. And I wish I had kept that, but I didn't. Yeah.
There's a picture of you.
Yep, there's a picture of me. There's Lee Iacocca and Hal Sperlick I just mentioned.
So how exciting was this for you? You look like a young man there. How old were you?
Probably 30.
30?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the car business back then. And I'm sure this was exciting work for you.
It was very exciting, but, you know, it was just a job. And we had other cars to work on. I had Galaxies, we had Falcons, we had Mavericks, we had Thunderbirds. So the Mustang was just one of many at the time. So we treated it just like any other program. And fortunately, it became an icon. But you never know.
It certainly did. And so how does that make you feel?
Very proud. Yeah. Very, very proud. Yep. You'd like for all of them to be that popular, right?
You have children?
Yes, I do.
Daughters and grandchildren?
Grandchildren. Yeah, I have 9 grandchildren.
Yeah. How do they feel when they find out that Grandpa designed the Mustang?
They're pretty proud. Yeah. But they're so used to Harriet. I mean, you know, when you grew up with it, it didn't mean much, you know.
And so you've got 4 cars here, as you said, some earlier models of the Mustang and the later version. How do you feel about how the Mustang has evolved over the decades?
I think it's done a good job. I think the last Mustang is a beautiful car. I wish it had a little bit more of the original, some of the cues from the original car into it. It's got too much fusion in it, in my opinion. But otherwise, it's a great automobile.
My perception, and I could be wrong on this, did they stray from the original design and then started going back to it in more recent years?
Yes, that's true. The Fox cars, you're thinking of those?
Yeah.
They tried to make a different look in the Mustang. They weren't as popular. But just so happened right after when Mr. Ford fired Iacocca, they did that Fox car. And he looked at it and he said, at least it doesn't look like an Iacocca car.
Well, I just remember a lot of buzz and excitement about when they started moving back to the original design.
Yeah. Well, I think that it was smart for them to come back and pick up some of the cues of the original car, because that's what the people picture in their mind as a Mustang. And I think it was a good idea to keep it in the new cars.
You're going to be the Grand Marshal at the Concours d'Elegance with Dayton History this year. Is that a position you've held before?
No, I've never done it before. I'll be driving this car or riding in this car. It's a real honor to be recognized. Yeah.